Monday. It is 2 p.m. and 10 seconds. It is a overcast day in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Birdbrand. I will be your host for the next hour. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. So here's what we got for you. So I've been on a bit of a jazz bender recently. You can blame my good friend JoJo. Shout out JoJo. He is one of the best jazz pianists on campus, being Tufts campus, of course. And he kidnapped me. Consensual kidnapping, of course. So he kidnapped me, and we went to Maine for the weekend. And it's about 2.5 hour drive, and we listened to nothing but jazz the entire way. And I know that a lot of people my age don't love jazz. You know, maybe it's something that was put on in the background. It was put on as something quiet. But I think, you know, over this car ride with JoJo, it became much more than that. And to be fair, this is not a realization I've had before, but listening to jazz with someone who really knows jazz is an experience. It's an absolute experience. They tell you what to look for. You hear it. You're like, oh my God, I never knew that, you know, there was so much going on, that such a dynamic genre, that so much more than just this background dinner music that old people listen to and like smoke cigars to. Which, you know, nothing wrong with that if you're an old person and you like smoking cigars to jazz. But I think that this hour I'm playing mostly jazz this hour. Some of you may like that, some of you may not. Either way, I'm going to have fun with it. But I want this hour, I picked jazz that I really like, I think is vibrant, fun to listen to. I'm by no means a jazz musician, so I really don't know what I'm talking about. I just enjoy it. Which, you know, if you're also not a jazz musician, which I'm guessing most of you are not jazz musicians, hopefully it'll be accessible. So we're going to start off with a song. I don't even know how to pronounce this. It's called Gyahara in F. By the Buena Vista Social Club, which is a 1990s Cuban jazz revival group that was formed by an American record label. But despite being kind of for the American audience, they became very popular in Cuba, worldwide. They only made one record together, which is quite sad. And then they have some live performance recordings as well. But the remaining remaining group members are still active. Many of them, I think there are four or five now who are still alive. But yeah, regardless, this is a fun tune to listen to. So enjoy it.
Right.
Wow. Wow. Every time I listen to that, wow. There's just so much energy, so much... I feel bad, like, talking about jazz because I just don't have the language to talk about it. But I hope you know what I mean when it's just, like, alive. Like, there's just so much... It's fascinating to go from listening to, you know, these kind of standard popular genres that are popular because they're listenable and, like, very accessible. Like, you know, pop, rock... hip-hop even, like, now are pretty formulaic. Like you know kind of what's coming. And I'm sure, like, if a jazz musician is listening to this, they know what's coming too. But for me, it's just, like, these waves and waves and waves of color and beautiful sounds. Like, the horns in there blow my mind. So I hope they blew your mind too. So that was the first song of the hour. We're here on F by Buena Vista Social Club. Next, we're going to be spinning some records, which I did last week. It didn't go great last week. There was some dead air. So if there's some dead air, I apologize in advance. But there was a shout out. What was his name? There's this guy that comes to Tufts University once in the spring, once in the fall, and sets up kind of this pop-up and go thrift store and record store. And I just had an absolute blast talking to this guy. We started having a conversation about rock. And he was talking about the Beatles and the Velvet Underground and Lou Reed and all that. And then we transitioned over into jazz, and we had this good 30-minute conversation about jazz, most of which I forget because I was sleep-deprived and very caffeinated. But I scored some really cool records there, so we're going to be spinning some of those. Let's see. The first one, actually, I did not buy there. This first one is from a dear friend, Griffin Hardy. If you know Griffin, you probably love him. He's on the crew team. Shout out the men's and women's crew team. We were rowing against Williams this weekend. I don't think we did great except for Griffin's boat. So shout out Griffin and crew in the 4V if you guys are listening. Good job. So yeah, I'm just kind of buying time until I have to play this because it's kind of like I'm looking at this turntable and it looks like a bomb. Like there's just so much that could go wrong and I really hope it doesn't. So I'm gonna press start. And we'll see how this goes. Stick with me.
So dance o samba, so dance o samba. Vai, 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 vai.
Yes, let's go.
So dance o samba, so dance o samba. Vai. So dance o samba, so dance o samba. Vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai. Já dancei o twist até demais, mas não sei, me cansei do calypso ao tchá-tchá-tchá. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai, 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 vai. Só danço samba, só danço samba, vai.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back. That first song was it's in Portuguese, so wish me luck on this one. But Saudanco Samba by Stan Getz and João Gilberto, of course, off the iconic 1964 album Getz and Gilberto with Jobim. It's one of the best, well, I don't know if it's one of the best. I'm no authority here, but it is one of my favorite Bossa Nova albums of all time. And that last song was off the fifth studio album by Herbie Hancock called Maiden Voyage. And just because I know that we have some water and sea lovers listening out there, I will read the back of the record. This is actually quite fun doing this with records because I get to, you know, it. I don't know. There's something about records. I've collected records for maybe three years now. And I would highly recommend it if you have the means to. It's quite fun and you have music in a more tangible form than just listening, which I was thinking about this with JoJo. This is a conversation we had in the car, so you know, I'll share the car conversation with you all. But music is weird because it's so momentary. You don't really ever have a piece of music, at least as a listener, because it's, you know, between one and the next, you move on, you keep going. And of course now with streaming and whatnot, you can go back and play it again and again and again, and you kind of have that moment of music. But aside from having this very insignificant quick sound, you don't really have music as anything in the physical world except for records. So it's really kind of cool to have records as a both like a physical commitment to music and listening to music, and also to the artist, because buy records, supports artists, they get more kickback from it rather than 2% that they get from streaming services. So yeah, If you can, don't stream by records. But regardless, it's really also fun to have records because you have the record sleeve and case, and there are lots of cool things that artists like to write on the back. So I'm gonna read something that came from the, or is coming from the back of this record here, Maiden Voyage by Herbie Hancock. So here goes. The sea has often stirred the imagination of creative minds involved in all spheres of art. Yet there still exists an element of mystery which surrounds the sea and the living aquatic creatures which provide it with its vital essence. Atlantis, the Sargasso Sea, giant serpents, and mermaids are only a few of the many folkloric mysteries which have evolved through man's experiences with the sea. This music, being this record and the song that we just heard, which is called Maiden Voyage, this music attempts to capture its vastness and majesty, the splendor of a seagoing vessel on its maiden voyage, the graceful beauty of the playful dolphin, the constant struggle for survival of even the tiniest sea creatures, and the awesome destructive power of the hurricane nemesis of seaman. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, from Herbie Hancock himself. So, we've had quite a bit of fun with the record players. We will be back. I have some classic rock to play for you guys, which will be fun. But before we get to that, I'm going to play a little bit of more modern jazz. First of which is called Nakamura by a band called Hiatus Coyote. And I heard the song for the first time last night at the Tufts Small Ensemble jazz performance. It was quite fun. There are a lot of talented musicians. If you're a student here at Tufts, I highly recommend that you go to any musical or dance performance that you can. If you're someone out there in the Medford community, please come and support the arts here at Tufts. We love having, or I'm not an artist here, but I'm sure the artists love having people in the audience. So please come out and hang if you guys are around. This song is called Nakamura by Hiatus Coyote. The version I saw last night was played by, again, the Tufts Jazz Ensemble. Quick shout out to their lead vocalist, Veronica, whose last name I don't know, but she has her own band that is doing a tour next year. She's a senior graduating next year and doing a tour. That band is called Melt, M-E-L-T. So if you want to support some more Tufts musicians, I would go check her and them out. But without further ado, Nakamura, Hiatus Coyote.
Rise again. between you and I. Honey, don't you know it sets our heart to fire? Sweet you and I. Honey, don't you know we two will pulse love in through this light? Honey, don't you know we two will pulse out always. Love you, yeah, 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 yeah. Love you, yeah, 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 yeah. Love you, I do. Love you, yeah, 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 yeah. Love you, yeah, 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 yeah. Love you, I do. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Nakamura, Hiatus Coyote. We are halfway through the hour, so it is everyone's favorite time of day, PSA time. I'm legally required to read a PSA, so I like to have fun with it, because otherwise it's just a chore. Word to the wise, if you don't like something, like doing something, make it fun. Like, as a high schooler, I hated doing dishes. Like, hated. And then pandemic strikes, you're like, well, I hate everything right now, so I might as well make something in my life fun. So then you start playing music while you're doing the dishes or whatever else you find unbearable. You dance around a little bit, you make it some fun, and then suddenly you enjoy doing dishes. And now, weirdly, I miss doing dishes. So, yeah, Mom, if you're listening, get ready for me to do a crap ton of dishes when I'm home. That probably won't happen. Maybe I'm just romanticizing doing dishes. I probably am. Okay. Sorry this is taking so long. I'm flipping through the folder trying to find one I haven't done. Let's see. Pedestrian safety. PSA. This is actually apt because I almost got hit by a car today. So pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. I will add to that as an ad lib, probably when they're also not crossing marked crosswalks, you should also stop. I feel like that's a good idea. When you're walking, walkers, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. This has been a life-saving message, if I do say so myself, from your friends at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. Birdbrained. All right, let's get back to it. This one goes out to my Berkeley peeps. I'm from Berkeley, California. I know probably some of you listening are as well. This is by a musician named Joshua Redmond. The song is called I Got You, I Feel Good. Yeah, I've never heard this song before. It was requested. Shout out Jenny F. She's cool. She's super cool. If you know Jenny F, she's super cool. Also goes to show, if you text me or call me, either through my phone number, if you have it, or through the station phone number, I'm happy to play songs. So, if you want to hear a song, ring me up, let me know. Happy to do it for you. Here we go. I Got You, I Feel Good, Joshua Redmond. Thank you. I got you. I feel good, Joshua Redmond. Shout out, actually, you know what? Shout out the whole group. Shout out all B-Town ladies who graduated in 1986. That was a good vintage. Good vintage for B-Town. You know what they say about fine wine? Gets better with age. Shout out the B-Town squad. All right. So next up, we're going to be spinning some records again. We got some Clifford Brown for you. This is kind of a sad story, actually. He died at the age of 25 in a car crash and left behind only 4 years of music. He played trumpet, and he is considered to be one of the... or he would have been potentially one of the greatest trumpeteers in jazz history. So sad, but great music. Some other songs that you may know by him, may know and love, he released an album called The Study in Brown, which is actually with the same group. So it's Clifford Brown and the Max Roach Quartet, who was a drummer that he worked with quite frequently. And the song Sandu is a jazz standard. We will not be playing Sandu today. I will be playing Stomping at the Savoy, which is off an album that I bought over the weekend. So yeah, enjoy it. We'll see how the turntable goes. We got right the first time, but if it doesn't go right the second time, you can blame me, but don't be too harsh. All right, here goes. Mm-hmm. Stomping at the Savoy. Gotta love it. Gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. So, we only have 13 minutes. We only have 13 minutes left. So I'm gonna play, let's see, what am I gonna play? This is awkward. I've run out of songs that I planned on playing. I still have 13 minutes left. That's okay. We'll make it work. So this next song is by the Imaan Jamal Trio. Fantastic trio. Imaan Jamal on keys, of course. And it's actually a cover or a rendition. I don't know if there are there covers in jazz. I guess if it's a jazz standard, then you just kind of play the same thing over, but it's not a cover because you don't play this. I'm not sure. Anyways, if you know and you have my number, let me know. If not, sorry for rambling. But this is Dolphin Dance, which is also off the Herbie Hancock record. Maiden Voyage. It's supposed to emulate dolphins playing in the waves, but it is done by the Imaan Jamal Trio, which I know at least one of you out there is a fan of. Love you, Grandma. So, Dolphin Dance, Imaan Jamal, enjoy it.
Thank you.
surprise special guest. This is what? This is the second time you've been on? This is Mr. Lars Bars.
Lars Bars.
Larson, what did we do this? Larson's an audiophile. So he has maybe the best audio equipment on campus. Now, I hadn't been to this man's room until this weekend. I just walk in and there are two, like, 3x3, I don't even know what were they? Like, I mean, speakers, obviously, but like,
I don't know, they're just cabinet speakers. I feel like I'm not as much of an audiophile as
I don't know.
Bird Brain claims me to be.
He's lying. He's an audiophile.
I do enjoy some loud music from time to time.
You got to play loud music. We're going to play one more song. It's the first jazz song that I really enjoyed. It's called Summertime by Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald.
That was a heater.
But before we sign off, Larson, you want to read this quick poem? It's one that got sent to me. I like it a lot. It has to do with music. I think that you, audience, might also enjoy it.
To be alive, not just the carcass, but the spark. That's crudely put, but if we're not supposed to dance, why all this music? Gregory Orr.
Hope you enjoy. This is Summertime by Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. Have a wonderful day.
scent of
fish are jumping, and the cotton is high.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Spencer Wall Show, taking you up till 4 today. Love that. Always love coming into the show with the great vibes from Bird Brain the hour before. We got a very good one for you today, cuz. We got a special guest. We got young China expert and all-around, you know, great guy, good friend of the show, Chris Millay. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And we're talking about a lot of different stuff today. We're talking about China, we're talking about France, we're going all around the world today, but we're starting, you know, online with some very big news. Got Elon Musk officially just got the notification coming on right now that Twitter has accepted a buyout from Elon Musk, giving